Good. I mean, I'm watching a team that's growing and getting better in some areas. Again, I thought it was a really good effort by our defensive football team. I think the offense, you know, we're still playing really spotty. We're starting off too many penalties early. I think that put us in a hole, and we're always trying to dig out. So we're not where we need to be yet, and I get that. So we're going to keep working at it and get better. I think special teams is doing some good things. It's good to see Jabril making plays. I mean, that's another plus for our offensive football team. So, again, we're seeing some pieces of our team start to really make a jump, and we just got to keep working in the phases that are not and keep getting better.
Did the quarterback picture get any clearer for you tonight?
I watched the tape. I mean, there's some things that I felt on the sideline, just, you know, being out there watching the game, calling the play, watching how things happen. Like I told you guys, I hope by Wednesday of this upcoming week we'll have a decision on where we're headed, you know, and I think that's what we got to do. We'll see. I need to watch the tape and honestly answer that question. But I have an idea in my mind based on, like I said, based on what I felt and what I saw, you know, from our football team. So we'll just kind of go from there. There's a lot of questions. One at a time.
From the eyeball test, just watching tonight, assess Osweiler and Kizer.
Well, I thought Brock did some things early, but obviously the tip ball, you know, but again, you're getting holding calls and all of a sudden you're playing behind the sticks all the time. That's not good with we kind of mixing and matching the offensive line a little bit right now. So that's tough. But I thought Deshaun, you know, again, there are some things he did really well and there's some things he's got to keep improving on. So again, to answer it all, I want to watch the tape before I give you an honest assessment of both those guys. You know, obviously we put out a statement about that, you know, and as I said 2 days ago, you know, we respect our players. We respect the flag. Those guys came to me and talked to me about it before they ever made a decision to do it. So, again, you know, that's the way I feel about it. And we've talked about this. And I said at some point in time they may, and they have, you know. And so, again, I won't know about the next game until it happens. But, again, this was tonight, and we'll move on from there.
Did you have any problem about the hip brain body Calhoun put on Beckham?
No, I didn't. I really didn't see it. I don't think any of our players try to do things maliciously. You know, I think I didn't get that feeling. I know, you know, some guys are thinking that maybe it wasn't a legitimate or a good hit. But, again, we've got to watch the tape and see. Sometimes guys get put in positions – and it's not, I mean, it's tackle. You know, I think, I thought Brian was just trying to tackle the player and got him on the ground.
Thank you. I think Kizer ran the ball five times.
Mm-hmm.
Was any of those planned? And what do you think, is that something you don't want to see?
No, I mean, three of those were planned, you know, because there's things that the defense was giving us. He has that ability with his legs. And a couple other were scrambles, legitimate scrambles. So, but he's got to learn to get down. You know, that's what I told him. He said he wanted to make sure that he ran into somebody so he can see what that feel like. I go, that's over with. Get out. So he got to learn how to slide. You know, I don't care how big you are. I've always said these quarterbacks only have so many hits in their bodies, so he's got to protect himself that way.
You just playing Brock for two series can be interpreted as he's the one you're getting ready to start. You don't need to see much from him. Is that the right interpretation?
No, that's what that was my plan going into this game. And I said before that I wanted to see the younger guys play. So I've done what I said I was going to do. Now, my decision, our organization's decision as we move forward, we will get together, huddle together, and talk about where we are.
Do you think that Deshaun looked any more ready to you in this game than he did in the first game?
Yeah, I saw improvement in a lot of things, you know. So there's some things that he did much better. Some games you're going to have the big numbers, you know, and the touchdown passes. Some games you're not. It's about playing efficient football and moving a team and doing what's asked of the quarterback position based on what the defense is doing. So I think there were some good things he did. Like I said, I think there's some good things Brock did. There were some good things Cody did. I just need to watch the tape, to be very honest and forthright with you guys about where we are.
What do you make of the fact that the defense gave Manning, who played most of the first half, 80-some yards and no touchdowns?
I think, like I said, I think this is a football team that's becoming something, you know. I really do. I think our guys on defense are battling. Not that our guys on offense aren't. I think our guys on offense are battling too. But I think our guys on defense are making plays and making stops and doing things really good that helps our football team win. Again, this was a team win. I don't want to sound like it's defense against offense or special teams. It's not. This is about the Cleveland Browns football team, and the Cleveland Browns football team is getting better, and we're getting better in units. We had more units play better on defense. We got to continue to do that. We need more units to play better on offense. We got to continue to work at that. We need to do the same thing on special teams, and we got to continue to work at that as well.
That by Wednesday you'll know where you want to go from here. Do you think you'll know where you want to go from here for the Tampa game, or by Wednesday you'll be able to kind of say, here's who I want to be?
I want to put this thing to bed by Wednesday. I kind of want to say, here's where we're going, because I think this upcoming game will play a little longer, with the first group, because I think it's important to do so and have as many guys who are going to play, in the opener playing, because this is a dress rehearsal game. So I'd like to put this thing to bed and just move forward in that direction. And whatever decision we make, and we're going to make the one that's best for the Browns.
How close do you think you were to making that decision before tonight?
I've seen flashes of things that I want to see, But, again, it's just, I think timing's everything, I think as you go through it. Because, again, if, as you start through this, you guys said it best, I think, the other day, we're doing this with three different players. So you're really playing somewhat three different offenses, because you're trying to, show these guys skill set and give them the best opportunity to have success. But at the same time, that might not be best for the offensive team, and I think that's what you see. You see a kind of mixing and matching and trying to give guys opportunities to show what they can do so that you can make the best decision for the team. At the end of the day, the best decision for the team is who can put the ball in the end zone and score points. Because that's what we're going to need to do. If we can play good defense and score some points on offense, I really truly believe in the National Football League, that's the formula for victory. So that's what we're chasing, and that's what we have to try to do.
You could use the dress rehearsal to see these guys present a case or make a case one last time. Why do you think you're ready to make a decision before that?
Because I think I've seen enough. I've seen enough. I've done this long enough in my career and know what it looks like, what it feels like, and what it should be. And so I feel pretty good about it, and we'll travel in that direction. Again, if I feel like after watching the tape, we need to wait a little longer, we'll wait a little longer. But I think we're at that point where we can move forward and feel good about it.
When you say that, points matter, Brockhead has had six series so far in the preseason and hasn't put any points on the board. Should much be read into that?
No. I'm going to, when you evaluate Brock, you might evaluate him on a little different scale as you go through it than you do the others. But at the same time, we're going to throw it all in the pot, and look at it and make the best decision for the Cleveland Browns.
How big a problem is it that are your receivers getting open enough separation from the defender other than maybe?
I think our receivers are open. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's protection, first and foremost. I think it's blitz pickup by our backs. I think it's making sure that our eyes are in the right area when we get ready to throw the ball. It's a combination of everything. So, again, that's what preseason is for. Work out all these kinks and get moving in the right direction. But it's hard. I think you guys all will understand and know it's hard when you don't have an established quarterback. That's just part of it. That's what it looks like. Until you start traveling down that road with one guy, and you start giving them those reps to where you can do it over and over and over again. Repetition is the mother of learning. So you just got to keep doing it that way. And eventually it gets righted. That's why I know this game coming up is so important. To get to where we need to be before we play Pittsburgh, there needs to be a jump in execution on offense. I get that. You all get that. Well, I know how that works. So we're going to get that fixed.
How bad Tank and Njoku are?
Tank has a knee, and we'll know more about that tomorrow. I'm not going to say any more what do I normally say? Oh, it's nothing or whatever I say. I ain't saying that anymore. So we'll find out more about that tomorrow. But, obviously he's got to go and have that checked. And then David has an ankle, and we'll know more about that tomorrow as well.
Hugh, Miles Garrett with his first sack, was that encouraging?
Yes, it was. That's what you look for. That's what he's here for. He's here to go tackle the quarterback and get people down on the ground. So he did that tonight. Had a couple good rushes, close a couple of times, and he'll keep learning and growing from these experiences that he's having as well.